Hello, I'm Joseph Kassa, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We are ready to dive deep into something really cool today.
Oh, yeah, definitely cool.
It's called the Evercourse format, and it's this whole new approach to learning.
And it looks really fascinating from what I've seen.
Yeah, it does, right?
Yeah.
So our source material this time is actually this document called Pasted Text.
Oh, okay.
And it basically lays out this whole new system.
Okay.
So whether you are a hardcore lifelong learner or just trying to figure out, you know, how to learn some new skills and stuff, this episode's for you.
I think it's going to be really interesting to unpack because it really gets at that thing that everybody struggles with.
Oh, yeah.
Which is finding that balance in learning between flexibility and effectiveness.
For sure.
You know?
Right.
Like, I want to learn on my own time, but I also want to make sure I'm actually learning something.
Right. Exactly.
So this Pasted Text mentions the balanced classroom concept, which I think a lot of people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like this Evercourse format is really trying to hit that sweet spot.
It does seem like it's trying to get to that.
Yeah.
So essentially, right, like the Evercourse format, it's this self-paced learning model.
Okay.
And it combines, you know, lectures and exercises and interaction all to create, you know, just a better learning experience.
Sure.
But here's the thing that's really interesting.
Okay.
The instructor also acts as a personal coach.
Oh, wow.
Like that's built into the whole thing.
That's pretty unusual.
Yeah.
That's not something you typically see in a traditional classroom setting.
Not at all. Right.
Ugh.
It's kind of like having a learning consultant right there with you.
Yeah, like they're invested in your progress.
Totally. Totally.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So let's break it down a little. What's this three-pronged approach all about?
Okay, so first you've got the lectures.
Oh.
But unlike, you know, the ones we all sat through in school.
The giant sleep-inducing lectures.
Yeah, exactly. These are totally self-paced.
Oh. Okay.
So you rewind, you revisit. You can really take your time with the material.
So no more frantic note-taking.
No more that.
I'm trying to keep up with somebody who's just flying through PowerPoint slides.
Exactly.
I think that's a huge relief for a lot of learners.
For sure.
Because so often it's like, we have to cover all this material in this amount of time.
Yep.
But it's not really about whether you're absorbing it.
Right. And this really seems to address that.
Yeah, that's great.
So then the next part of this three-pronged approach is exercises.
Exercises. Okay.
So the Pasted Text talks about two types.
Okay.
You've got your standard practice exercises, right? Solidify what you've learned.
Makes sense.
But then they also have these knowledge reading exercises.
Knowledge reading exercises.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
And these encourage you to kind of go deeper.
Okay.
Explore like ResearchGate and Google Scholar.
Oh, hold on now. Those are some serious academic resources.
I know, right?
Not your typical textbook stuff.
Definitely not.
But that's amazing, though. Think of the research skills you'd build.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Navigating those platforms, finding actual scholarly articles to support your understanding.
Totally. And I love that it's not just you alone in a vacuum.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So it sounds like they've got a collaborative element built in.
Okay.
So you're working through these exercises. You're sharing your responses.
Oh, that's cool.
You're learning from each other, even asynchronously.
That's a really neat way to build community.
For sure.
Even if you're not all learning at the exact same pace.
Exactly.
I do wonder, though, with all this self-pacing.
Yeah.
Could it be a little challenging for some people, you know, like
to stay on track?
Yeah, exactly.
Not get distracted.
Because you need a certain level of self-discipline,
totally,
which
yeah.
not everybody has naturally.
Right.
So that's where I think that coach mentor role becomes even more crucial.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
It's not just about content. It's about accountability.
And keeping you motivated.
Exactly.
So speaking of interaction, right? It seems like they've got that covered, too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
Lay it on me.
So the Pasted Text talks about weekly live Q&A sessions on Zoom. So you get that real-time interaction.
Okay.
And then you've also got the ongoing discussions in that asynchronous group.
So it really caters to all different types of learners.
Exactly. Whether you like to jump into the debate or you're more of a ponder and then contribute kind of person.
I like that.
There's a space for you.
Okay. So here's what really blew my mind.
Okay. I'm ready.
They emphasize that you can bring real-world work problems into the learning.
Whoa, like applying what you're learning directly to your job.
Yeah, like imagine you're struggling with something at work.
Okay.
And you can actually use what you're learning in this course to tackle it.
That's incredible.
Hey.
It's not just theoretical anymore. You're getting hands-on experience even while you're learning.
And your instructor, who's also your coach,
right,
can actually help you apply those concepts to your specific situation.
It's like a custom-tailored workshop built around your needs.
Totally.
That's really impressive.
Speaking of the instructor, the document mentions Dr. Joseph Kasser, and it just makes me wonder, like, did he create this whole EverCourse format?
That's a great question.
As a response to the limitations of traditional teaching.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
But unfortunately, the document doesn't really go into the origins of the format.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. It would be really interesting to know more about Dr. Kasser's motivations.
Totally.
And whether he uses this approach for all of his courses.
Yeah, that's a good point. So to sum up the EverCourse format.
Yeah.
It's self-paced, diverse engagement, and you've got the instructor as coach.
Really challenges the traditional model of education.
Yeah, for sure.
Makes you think, if this is where things are headed, what does it mean for the future of learning? You know?
Yeah, what does it mean for how we develop skills?
Exactly. Could this be the blueprint for truly personalized learning?
It's pretty mind-blowing to think about.
It is.
So if you're looking to unlock your learning potential, this could be it.
Definitely something to consider.
All right. That's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.
I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive. Why not take a moment and join the discussion in the LinkedIn group, Tackling Complex Problems? Take care.